We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation.
We pay our respects to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the lands which Deep Herd operates.
Welcome back to the Grains Combo podcast, brought to you by the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development in Western Australia. I'm Cindy Webster.
And I'm Jeanette Pratt, and we are research scientists based in regional WA. These episodes shine a spotlight on the knowledge and tools developed by Deep Herd to grow the grains industry. In today's episode, I'm talking with Deep Herd Development Officer for Regional Intelligence and Adoption in the Farming Systems Innovation Directorate, Natalie Pierce. Welcome to the Grains Convo podcast, Nat.
Thanks. Hi.
Nat, before we dive into today's podcast, can you provide a bit of a background on what your role is at Deep Herd for all our listeners?
Sure. So I began with Deep Herd back in 2008, and since then I've worked in various roles in pastures, soils and capacity building programs. But regardless of what team or area I've worked in, my focus has been on communications. So currently, as you said, I'm in regional intelligence and adoption, and I'm working with a team of technical experts in livestock, grains, soils, animal welfare, as well as some members from the GGA Drought Hub. And the team is looking at season response communications.
So, Nat, it sounds like your role is very dynamic. When did you get into the regional intelligence sort of role, and what exactly does that entail?
So, regional intelligence, I suppose we all do it, but officially I've been doing it for the last few years. So, regional intelligence is about keeping abreast of what's happening across the regions as a collective, as well as within local areas. So it's not only agricultural activities around seeding and harvest and things like that, but also the economic and social and environmental aspects of our regional communities that we try to keep on top of. So we use the intelligence that we gather to identify opportunities, challenges and risks to our industry and look at ways that Deep Herd can support our regions by guiding research and development priorities. And then we also undertake strategic analysis to monitor how our regions are changing. So this could be from economic production figures through to farm ownership, for example.
And what are some of the unique challenges that come with the WA landscape in the winter growing season?
So I don't really have anything new or any surprises for anyone here, but we know that the WA landscape varies so much across and within our regions. There's definitely no one-size-fits-all approach because each season's unique with its own unique challenges. You need to consider the economic, the social and environmental interactions across a growing season to fully consider the challenges and the risks. So we have farming systems that are designed around sustained rainfall, but we've also got soils that are infertile, in some instances have a low water-holding capacity, as well as water repellents. So there's the risk of false breaks and marginal moisture at optimal sowing time. Then there is the end of season challenges of heat stress in the north and in the east and cold stress in the south, which also needs to be considered at sowing. And then on top of all of this, there are other challenges associated with pests and disease, pressure, labour, markets and pricing, just to name a few.
Nat, can you give us a bit of an overview of the current conditions for farmers in WA so far this season?
Sure. So obviously last year we had a dry growing season, and then we've also had a dry and hot summer, but we've since had some rain from thunderstorms and a ex-tropical cyclone Lincoln over some areas of the wheat belt, which have received some decent rainfall, but others have received little to none. So this, coupled with the quick and early finish to 2023, has meant that feeding livestock started earlier, and now we're having challenges with livestock water and feed supply. So even growers who had retained feed for the summer are now looking to purchase feed. Then we've also got soil erosion risk high in areas with low ground cover where there were poor crops from the drier season last year. So managing existing ground cover will be important to prevent wind erosion over autumn, and growers will delay and reduce their soil amelioration programs because of this. Then we've also got farm water supplies that are inadequate in a few areas of the grain belt, particularly around grass patch and salmon gums. But we've had profitable years preceding last year that have buffered a few growers, allowing them to deal with the challenges of 23. But there are still some that are feeling it as well.
And what is the current rainfall outlook for the WA grain belt?
So firstly, our DPIRD climate team update these outlooks every month. And if you head to the DPIRD homepage, you'll find a link to the season 2024 information for WA farmers webpage link. And then on here, you'll find a link to the seasonal climate outlook newsletter along with the latest updates. So the current rainfall outlook for this season, so from 20 national and international models, they're indicating dry to neutral conditions for autumn. We're still going to see some higher temperatures to continue through autumn. The El Nino is waning. And then for winter, currently it's neutral, which doesn't mean average rainfall, but look, anything can happen. The good news is only 20% of the models are indicating below average rainfall for winter at the moment. But we need to remember, though, that outlooks past autumn have the lowest skill and models should be used with caution.
And are there any support services that are available to assist growers who are or have been experiencing some of the challenging situations that you were referring to before?
Yes, there are. So in WA, we've got several support services that can assist growers that are experiencing some challenges at the moment. So there's the Regional Men's Health Initiative, and we've got Rural West. And then also, if you head to the Season 24 webpage, like I said before, on here you will find links to up-to-date details on support services that are available, as well as some grants, funding, support programs that may also be available depending on individual circumstances.
Nat, just before we wrap up this podcast, is there anything else like you'd like to add or mention on this topic before I let you go?
The best option for accessing up-to-date information in regards to season 2024 going forward is our season webpage, which you can find the link on the DPIRD homepage. The season page is frequently updated with information to reflect how the season is progressing. So this has support services links as well as information and research links as well that might be relevant to the season as it progresses.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Nat, on the Grains Convo podcast and just sharing your insights into the dry season that WA experienced last year and what's been happening so far in 2024.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
More information on this topic can be found in the show notes. If you like this episode, you can download and subscribe to Grains Convo on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
We'll be back on the 1st and 15th of every month with a new episode. Thanks for listening.